This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being engaged and being involved. There is a lot going on out there. A lot for you to try to figure out what to get involved with, if you would. And, you know, again, we're still reeling, which I don't know why. We should actually be fired up now. We're still reeling from the last election here. And you've heard, I've had Gerard Lomero on the show a half a dozen times. And he's explained to you what's going on. I kind of believe him. I shouldn't say I kind of believe him. I very much believe him. You know, you got to get rid of the rhinos. You got to get rid of the people that weren't strong on the policies of Donald Trump. The president, the guy we put in the office to do these things. Can somebody tell me what exactly that he's done that has teed you off that he didn't say he was going to do to begin with? I mean, did you really expect for him not to do anything or not to do the things he said he would? And he's even gone further. I mean, he never said he was going to bring unemployment down to the point where it was almost unrecordable. But he did. Right? The black unemployment rate is the lowest it's been since it has been recorded. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you look at this, and you look at the numbers, and you look at the economy still going strong. Don't you people get nuts about the fact that it, you know, dropped, 800 points total? Right, it's down to 24 and change. Don't get nuts about that. They've been anticipating this for a couple of years now. You know what I'm saying? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So let's get with more tomfoolery here, as I like to say. And this is kind of what Kimberly was talking about earlier. They talk about fair and equality, doing things the right way. Again, no matter what parts you have formed or have taken away, you still have the DNA makeup of a male or a female. This particular fellow played handball for Australia's men's team. Now he's transgender. And he's dominating women's handball. Standing 6'2" and weighing 220 pounds, male to female transgender handballer, as they call it there, Hannah Mounsey is dominating at the Women's Asian Championship in Japan. Before his transition to female in 2016, Mounsey played for the Australians men handball team. Now, according to Handball's Kennelin, Mounsey scored 4 goals in a match against the Kazakhstan on Friday and contributed a combined 8 goals in matches against Japan and Iran. Now, Australia defeated Iran by 29-24, and the results may turn out to be gold worth if they finish in fifth place or better. Right? Now, they're winning due to Mouncey's weight, height, and testosterone levels. He was barred from entering the Australian Football League Women's League, that is, last year. He wrote a piece for The Guardian in September blasting the AFL for their regulations. He noted specifically that the weight regulation is a form of, you ready for this? Body shaming. See, we're told by science that if you're a certain height, certain weight, you're a male or female, that all plays into what you should weigh, what you should look like, what your body mass should be. Right? What are they going to do now? Seriously, what are they going to do now? So if you're a woman and you're overweight, just identify that the body machine is a male and you'll be right in line. According to this logic. So, again, they want no guidelines. They want nothing. First chapter in my book, this is all playing out so well. Right? The first chapter is absolutes? Absolutely not. The left has no need for nor does it want absolutes. Because you know why? Then it's an absolute right and it's an absolute wrong. There's an absolute right way to do something and an absolute wrong way to do something. My biggest concern is the fact that weight is being used as one of the key physical measurements for possible exclusion. Forget the fact that in a game that has such an emphasis on endurance and speed, being heavy is not necessarily an advantage. And I think about the message it sends to women and girls about their bodies. If you're too big, you can't play. It's incredibly dangerous and backwards, Mouncey said. No, you still have a male physique. Look at yourself. Look at your bone structure. Look at your muscle structure. Just because you may have had parts and pieces replaced and you've grown long hair and you were living your life as a female doesn't mean everything else has changed. Your DNA hasn't totally gone apart and come back together as a female. Look at your muscles. Look at your leg sizes. So your biggest concern is the fact that the weight is being used? No. Biggest concern, or you're not your concern, the reality is that your makeup, your design is what's getting in the way. I mean, heck, even if you... Maybe what we should start doing is the men's team should allow women to join. And if you have certain physique, certain type, certain makeup, being a transgender that's 220 would... I mean, you look like you have football player legs, for God's sakes. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
I am proud to be an American. If you're not, maybe you need to change the station. I'd love to tell you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And head up to the website, realside.com. Give me your email address. Always a pleasure to inundate your mail. No, I see I don't inundate your email box. I only send out like one email a week. Let you know who's going to be on the show or who might be on the show. Some great gifts you can buy for people. Got a lot of stuff going on in the email, you know? And if you don't like it, you can always stop it. You can always unsubscribe. It's really that simple. If you head up to the website, the realside.com, on the right side of the page, there's also a little button that says Patreon. It's one way you become part of the inner circle, the inner team. Sometimes I put stories and other things up there that, you know what? It's kind of inside information. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We're talking about the transgender, I guess they call it football. What do they call this? It looks like a football. Woman's handball. Handball? That looks like a football. Come on, you Aussies. I know you listen to the show. What the heck? It's football for us. But anyway, neither here nor there. So, this transgender female, male to female, I'm looking at the picture, 220 pounds, male muscles, no question about it. You look at the size of difference in the arms of the female and the male. You look at the difference in the legs. Can you see that from there? Look at the difference in the legs from male to female. I wouldn't want this person coming at me. As a male on the same team, I wouldn't want this person coming at me. What's that? Yeah, the big person. And now you're going to put him on a, or put the, we'll say the person on a female team. And as a point was made during the break, you're putting them on up against Asians. Asian women tend to be much more petite. Before his transition in 2016, he played for the Australian men's team. Right? And you look at this and you say, okay, so how do you let, I mean, you're going to take some sports and allow it and other sports not so much? Maybe they should open it up to certain weight classes. But he didn't like that because it was body shaming. So, you know, if women of a certain size and age and what have you top out at X amount of weight, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, when you look at medically, when you look at what, you know, what certain sizes women are, dictates what weight they should be, how much fat content they have, all this. Look, if you're doing anything to watch your health, you know what I'm talking about. So how does that apply to a transgender person? Don't you dare tell me the same way, because you'd be lying. Anyway, so he goes on to say that it's a form of body shaming if you do that, and then you strike a blow to all women, transgender or not. How do you figure all women? Not really. My biggest concern is the fact that the weight is being used as one of the key physical measurements for possible exclusion. Forget the fact that in a game that has such an emphasis on endurance and speed, being heavy is not necessarily an advantage. Well, I don't know. I've seen some football players. They move pretty quick. They can turn around on the dime. They can spin around pretty quick. In May of this year, Mouncey made his debut for the Melbourne at the Oceanic or Oceanian Open Club Championship before eventually shipping off to Japan for the Asian Championships. He's been vocal about the alleged oppression he endured as a transgender athlete in Australia, since he wasn't allowed to play in leagues with biological women due to his testosterone levels and other physical factors. You know, notice that, look at what he did here. I'm being oppressed. Right. They're being petrified watching you walk on the field, because they fit in line with their size, their height, their weight, and body mass. All fall in line to what we've been told is the norm for decades. And one of the reasons they wouldn't let him play was because of his testosterone levels. I mean, seriously. So you've got the testosterone levels, your everything under the skin is male. Your bone structure, your size, your strength, all male. And you don't see this as a problem at all. That's the thing that bothers me. You really think that it's supposed to be a broad brush sweeping acceptance, okay, and everything's all right. Now, to show you that he may have some mental issues, last month, He posted this tweet praising Iran for being inclusive and progressive when it comes to transgenderism in comparison to his home country. Let me tell you what, my friend. Don't tell him you're transgender. Tell him you're gay and see how inclusive and loving they actually are. Right? If you're found to be a homosexual in Iran, you can easily be murdered. So how do you even tongue-in-cheek or kind of, sort of, give Iran any kind of kudos for being inclusive? You know what? He asked the question, how good would it be if Australia was as progressive and inclusive as Iran? Well, in what sense? And where would it stop? And where would it start? You'd be okay with them killing gay people? You'd be all right? Because, I mean, that's the inclusion you're talking about, right? In July, Mounsey posted a text from a study which claims that male-to-female transgender post-transitions were found to have lower testosterone, bone density, and muscle mass than pre-hormone therapy. However, many other academics argue that there are unchangeable advantages that biological men have. See, if you're looking for something, we all do it, so don't play this game with me. When you're looking for something to line up with what you believe, you go looking for the studies and the stats that line up with what you believe. You don't care about anything else once you find the ones that are in line, which is dangerous and bad and a problem. I know I won't stop the questions, but all of those who keep asking, this is the most concise to point explanation you'll get anywhere. You know what? It doesn't matter. Look at you. Look at your strength. Is that really fair to all the other women? Maybe it needs to be another weight category. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The search for a new chief of staff. President Trump reportedly looking at his options to replace John Kelly, who is leaving at the end of the year. North Carolina Congressman Republican Mark Meadows asked by reporters on Capitol Hill if he's been asked to fill the slot, Meadows issuing a written statement saying, "Serving as chief of staff would be an incredible honor. The president has a long list of qualified candidates, and I know he'll make the best selection for his administration and for the country."
Man was killed when a tree fell off his truck. A woman living at home on hospice care
passed away.
An extremely deadly and dangerous situation in North Carolina. Democratic Governor Roy Cooper says at least 3 people killed in a massive snowstorm in his state.
A year's worth of snowfall or more fell in some places in little more than a day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. I'm Joe Mazzini. Look at Kagan. She looks like she's been sucking on a bad lemon, doesn't she? That might have been soaked in onion juice. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversations. I mean, seriously, when you look at the kind of conversations we need to have, the kind of things we need to discuss, you can't just do it from one. I mean, you can't just sit on one side of the street yelling at the other side of the street. You know what I mean? There are a lot of people, maybe I don't agree with their day-to-day, how they approach things, but we kind of believe the same thing. We're on the same page in most cases. So you have to find a way to work together. Find a way to use the other person's strengths that maybe you don't have. And that's how you make a change. That's how you make a difference. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, the left has kind of lost their mind on this one. But I love it. I think it's wonderful. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter actually wrote a letter supporting Donald Trump. Remember I keep telling you how the left refuses, mainstream media, the left refuses to call out, acknowledge, discuss anything positive that Donald Trump has done because he doesn't do anything positive. But Dr. Bernice King doesn't agree. She's the daughter of Martin Luther King Jr. She wrote a letter this week in support of a criminal justice reform bill that has bipartisan support and has been endorsed by President Trump. In a letter obtained by the Daily Wire from the National Diversity Coalition for Trump, King wrote in a plea to Congress that the First Step Act is an opportunity to take a monumental step towards assisting and empowering the least of these in America. The bill would reduce mandatory minimum sentences for some crimes and grant judges greater discretion in sentencing nonviolent drug offenders. Now, Bloomberg editorial said that it would also fund recidivism, hate that word, reduction programs for low-risk inmates and allow some 2,600 drug offenders to petition for reduced sentences. But the most important thing the bill does, they think, it would require more research on criminal justice, right? A predicate to reducing guesswork and setting future policy sentencing. Now, in endorsing the bill, Trump said in November that the U.S. benefits in If former inmates are able to re-enter society as productive, law-abiding citizens. And you know what the big difference is right now? Here's how it works now. the jobs that were not available for them before. Remember, there was the as far as the unemployment rate goes, they would come out and wouldn't be able to find work, which is how they ended up back in again. Well, guess what? We might be able to have work for them. We're, you know, more jobs are coming back, still coming back to America. I don't care what you're reading about GM. GM needs to be slapped about the head and shoulders financially. Maybe they need to pay back the money that we bailed them out with. What do you think? Seriously, they did not pay back all the money. I know some people go, well, they did pay. They paid back a very small amount of the money. For too long, disenfranchised populations have suffered in a punitive prison system that offers no viable pathway to reentering society, King said. Today, over 2 million Americans are incarcerated in a system that doesn't offer the resources to bring out their intellectual or creative genius. Now, while she does not believe the bill is comprehensive enough, she thinks it's a great start. Right? I mean, you've got Republicans that are on the side of this. You've got Bernice King, who's very outspoken on the side of this. What are they waiting for? See, this is the same thing. You can never let, when you're on the left, you can never let somebody on the right come up with a good idea. You can never let somebody on the right push something through that's positive. But we'll see what happens. We'll see if, because of her, she can make it happen. We'll see if the Democrats and Republicans can actually come together for one thing. And maybe they don't give Trump credit for it. I don't know, even though it is his baby. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. You know, I love these stories. Ocasio Cortez, I know we did something on her earlier, but this is hilarious. She claimed for the first time publicly on Sunday that she had Jewish ancestry while speaking during a Hanukkah event in the borough of Queens, her hometown. After lighting Hanukkah candles in an event hosted by the left-wing Jewish group in her home borough of Queens, Ocasio-Cortez surprised the crowd by saying that members of her family were descendants of Jews who were forced to convert and flee Spain. Now, based on her knowledge of other things around her, very simple things, things that don't require, actually, in most cases, don't require two brain cells to rub together to know. Does anybody really believe her? I think she's pulling a Warren. We should call that. We should call those things a Warren. Right? She's pulling an Elizabeth Warren. I'm sure if we did a DNA test, she's like, you know, 10, 100, 10,000 to 3 powers of any kind of Jewish ancestry. Anyway, this gets kind of funny. Everybody's going to jump on these bandwagons until she finds out that, you know, being a Jew may not be so popular in her group. Then maybe she'll switch back or something, whatever the shit she's going to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, not kind of, sort of, but truly being part of the conversation. You know, you've got, 2 years before the next election? 2020 is going to be, and it's going to be a heck of an election. We can start talking about it now. It's going to be a heck of an election. You know why? Because the Facebook, the Twitter, the YouTube are all going to be working against conservatives, big time against conservatives. And the only way you're going to get the message out is to start getting it out now. Start reaching out to your people now. All right, after the holidays. You're going to be overweight anyhow, sitting on the couch, not being able to get up. You can make phone calls. You can send emails and that kind of thing. But in all sincerity, we cannot wait till the year of to start getting things accomplished. You know, if we don't start pushing back on them the same way they push on us, if we don't start opening our mouths and putting it, laying it at their feet in the same garbage they give to us, they're going to beat us every time because we don't stick up for ourselves. Really, until you start pushing back on them, they're going to beat us. We lost because a lot of you good. I mean, listen, a lot of you good people who don't like confrontation and don't think you need to have it, you figure sooner or later they'll figure it out. Look what's happened. They've figured out nothing. Right? They've figured out absolutely nothing. As some of you know, I have recently won another school board election, and I appreciate those local who helped me get on. And what harkens back to this kind of thing is they are constantly on me for things I say, do, or post up on my Facebook page. And when a certain group of people were pounding on me for the things that I say and the things I do and said that I shouldn't be, there's no way somebody like me should be a school board member. And I said, what have I posted that's so bad, so terrible, so offensive that I should be replaced? And the reason I'm bringing this up now is because it falls in line with everything that you see happening out there, how we're being attacked. Now, I posted up a meme that said, my parents spanked me as a child. As a result, I now suffer from a psychological condition known as respect for others. That sent them crazy. That made them nuts. The person who posted said, you asked me to provide you with photos from your Facebook page that I find offensive and indicative of your poor judgment. Okay? On so many levels, the images reflect acceptance of corporal punishment, vigilant justice, and disrespect for different nationalities that are steeped in stereotypes. Right. Because in our day, in the 70s, we had people running around shooting up schools, didn't we? We had people swearing at cops and beating on each other for their 15 minutes of fame. See, that's the... I'll finish this up on the other side. Now you got me fired up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. You're listening to LaVorne. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged and involved. Seriously. I really do appreciate the time that you're there, that you're involved, that you're engaged. Head up to the website. Give me your email address. There's a place up there for the newsletter. Yeah, I send it out once a week. I don't beat you up with it. I don't beg you to do things with it. You know, give you an idea what our sponsors are doing and how you can help them as well. So much going on. Okay. Before we headed off to break, I was railing on something because it's kind of come full circle. Not yet, but we got a hint, or I got a hint of it personally. And now you're seeing it happen all over the internet. And we've backed down when it happens, and you should step up. Right? You should be willing to push back and fight back. Now, as I told you before, you can go back and get the last segment if you want to, but basically when you're on a school board in a smaller town, not a small town, but a smaller town, and I was recently reelected again. I ran across an article that somebody sent me, and it so much fits into what we talk about a lot in the show, what we see happen. And I was accused of of just posting nasty, hateful stuff. And one of the things the person says is that you asked me to provide you with photos from your Facebook page that I find offensive and indicative of your poor judgment as an elected school board official. I find the attached photo offensive on so many levels. The image reflects an acceptance of corporal punishment, vigilant justice, disrespect for different nationalities that are steeped in stereotypes. These are only a sample. Based on your position, I would expect that you would conduct yourself in a manner that reflects conduct expected of student staff within this particular district. The Post, along others, I do the same way. My parents spanked me as a child. As a result, I now suffer from a psychological condition known as respect for others. And if you missed the last segment, what I started to go off on is the fact that I've been on a raising monsters kick. You tell your kids that the world revolves around them, that every thought they have is perfect and wonderful and righteous. You tell them that everything they do is perfect. There's nothing wrong with anything they do. And then they get in the real world. And when they get in the real world, they find out they aren't as perfect as you told them. They do make mistakes, that they're required to work to get paid. You know, I love some of you parents. You give your kids chores, and they get paid for doing the chores, and they don't do the chores, and you pay them anyway, and you create a monster for the work environment. Why? Because your kids go to work. They don't work. They don't produce. They don't get paid. They can't figure out why. So it's the same thing here. You're making fun of me. You're actually calling me out as a nasty person because I said when I got smacked around, it taught me to have respect for others. Now, notice I didn't say beat up. My mom could give you a little, you know, slap upside the head, and I mean a little one, not one that knocks you to your knees to get your attention, or grab you by the hair on the scruff of your neck, get your attention. I mean, there's some of you sitting there laughing. Some of you are horrified. You'll need to take your own medication. But you got to the point now where nobody can touch your kids. You can't even touch your kids. You got to the point now where you can't. I mean, we have schools that won't use red pen because it makes the kid feel bad. And as I started to say before, in the 70s, with this kind of violence going on, my God, we watch Looney Tunes. We should be shooting off Acme bombs all over the place by your logic. But we didn't grow up wanting to kill people. I didn't. When my girlfriend embarrassed me, I didn't want to kill her or her new boyfriend. I didn't want to shoot the school up. Do you see where I'm going with this? You make fun of the way we grew up in the 70s, the 60s and 70s and somewhat. You make fun of all that today. You talk about safe spaces and not wanting your child to feel bad. And yet, you do it exactly 180 degrees and making your child feel bad. Because they don't have what the other kid has. Well, a lot of times I didn't have what the other kid had. I felt bad for 30 seconds when I figured out all I had to do was go get a second job to get it. This is the stuff that drives me crazy when I see what the left does on a regular basis. Now, for clarity, you know I'm talking about the far left. I have a lot of friends that are Democrats. They're good people. Yes, they are. They're good people. But when you take something like that out of context, you know, I put up stuff like, you know, I survived a wooden spoon. You Italians will know what I mean by that. Make them crazy. Like I'm saying that violence is the way to go. You're making fun of my grandmother? I mean, seriously? She'd pull that spoon out, one slap across the shoulder, the back of the hand, whatever, 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 to get your attention. That way she didn't have to use her hand. Right? We're not scarred. And I'll tell you something else. I have four, five, six. There's six boys in my family that I grew up close with. Four of them my cousins. None of us beat our wives. None of us hit our moms. None of us shot up a school. shot up a, I don't know, a mall. We didn't do that. Okay? We all had girlfriends that we broke up with. We didn't beat them, hit them, or try to kill them. I'd really like to hear from one of you why it was so bad that we got hit. I mean, some of us got the belt. Yeah, I was an extremely tough child. I don't hit my wife. I don't beat my kids. I don't do any of that stuff. But you consider all that nasty, mean, and terrible. And some of you have never laid a hand on your child. You've never punished your child, really. You've never taken anything away from your child because you don't want to feel bad either. And that gets out of control. And people who won't even tell you, and this is how embarrassing, I love this, they won't even tell you they want to be around you or your child. I've been there. I've been in meetings where the kids are obnoxious and nobody will say anything. And that parent will think it's cute and all of that. It's not. It's actually offensive to me. Now you're in my space bothering me with your child because you won't control your child. You've been to one of those restaurants where that cute little kid walks up to the table? It's cute for about 48 seconds. After that, it's annoying. And the parents don't say anything. They don't really do anything. But, I mean, back to this whole thing where you can't understand where the violence is coming from. We can't, you know, when it comes to gun violence. I had guns. I had guns in high school. I didn't have them in high school. I owned guns when I was in high school. I defy you to go find a time when I got in trouble with my gun, in school or outside of school. You can't, because it didn't happen. You know why? Because my parents spanked me, and I had respect for others. That's why. Because my parents taught me right from wrong and held me to it. Was I always perfect? Then, of course I wasn't. But see, all I could do is look around at the people I grew up with who were in the same boat that I was in, whose parents also spanked them and punished them and didn't allow them to play the football game because they screwed up or didn't allow them to go out with the other people because they screwed up. Kept them home from the dance because they screwed up. These consequences in life, you can't get away from them. You could try. You could try to hide it. Some of you parents love to cover for your kids. You are doing them no favors. Absolutely none. And the reason somebody sent me this, I get a kick out of it. Because as I was reading through it, I was thinking, isn't it funny how they're uncomfortable with this. They would never do this with their child because they think it's the worst thing in the world. And yet I could name 50 other things that these parents are doing to their kids that's wrong. But they're okay with it because their side of the aisle, the left side of the aisle, approves of this. Listen, write this number down because you're going to need it someday. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm telling you, I wish you would call in and challenge me on some of this stuff. Because I've been through it enough, I've talked to enough people about it, and unlike some of you who sit around in a circle and decide you know more than everybody else, I've actually sat with psychologists on these things. We've actually talked through these things so I could understand them and impart them on you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Sight. Look, thank you so much for being with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. We will be here all week. Hopefully you will too. Wouldn't that be nice? Have a great rest of the day. God bless.